Thank you for being in the audience today. It's a joy to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're thankful that you're here. And we just pray that God will bless all who are seeking to do his holy will. We appreciate the elders, Tommy and Jeff. And certainly I appreciate the fact that they're interested in the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ and are willing to support it and encourage us that preach the gospel. And remember, Brother Mike Richardson, what a fine preacher he is. It's a joy to work with him in the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are so many people that are sick and just need our prayers. I trust that you will continue to pray. Pray to God, beg God to help us, and especially people that are going through the viruses right now, and we just pray that God will soon help us to be able to overcome and be able to be rid of that. I want today to study with you what Paul was writing about in the book of Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 15. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 15. You know, the book of Philippians is a very interesting book. It was a book that was written to a church that loved Paul. He loved Paul because Paul preached the gospel of Christ, and they were willing, the Philippians, to support the apostle Paul in the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen now as we read from the word of the Lord and notice what Paul says. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. That's found in Philippians 2, verses 12 through 16. Now notice, if you will, my friends, there is one thing that I want us to observe in our lesson today. And that is, Paul said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. We understand that Jesus Christ is our Savior. In Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Yes, the possibility of man being saved is all through the blood of Jesus Christ. It took Christ's blood. No wonder in the Bible, in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's beautiful. Everlasting life. Why? Because of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Because he was willing to come to the earth, and he submitted himself to death so that you and I might be saved. So when we talk about work out your own salvation, we're not saying that we're doing something that we can do that will merit our salvation. No. What we're saying, as Paul says here, I think he means this, that he's saying now you have an obligation. You have an obligation to obey the Lord. You need to work out your own salvation. Here's what he's saying. Paul is saying not a father or mother can obey the gospel for their son or daughter. Paul is saying not a husband or wife can be obedient to the gospel for their spouse. In other words, work out your own salvation. It's something that each of us must do. Remember when Peter was preaching in the book of Acts chapter 2, as we find it recorded, found that he said, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ. Well, they were moved. And the Bible says, men and brethren, what shall we do? Now, wait a minute. Notice what they ask. What shall we do? Was there anything for them to do? Absolutely there was. Why? They needed to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. You remember in verse 40 where Peter said, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Man has got to act upon the promises of God and upon what God tells him to do in order that his soul might be saved. The Bible tells us over and over that sin is something that everybody has committed that is capable of sinning. Romans 3 verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's not an individual in this building. There's not an individual anywhere in Athens that have not sinned who is capable of sinning. And I know the Bible says very clearly that the payment of the wages for sin is death. In Romans 6 verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When we read in the word of the Lord how that each one of us is responsible for our own actions. Now notice it. When Paul said to these Philippian brethren, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. In the book of Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17, the Bible says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will. Now notice it. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Whoever is willing to do it. The Paul says, work out your own salvation. If you're willing to do God's will, willing to do his precious will. No wonder in Matthew chapter 11, beginning in verse 28, great passage of scripture in the Bible that tells us, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. Jesus said, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Bible clearly tells us how important it is, therefore, that each one of us work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. In the book of Ezekiel, in the Ezekiel chapter 33 at verse 20, here the Bible tells us, yet ye say, the way of the Lord is not equal. O ye house of Israel, I will judge you, everyone after the way. God will do what? God will judge one after his own way. In verse 4 in Ezekiel 18, the Bible says, behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Now what does he say? He's saying that we are individually responsible for doing God's will, and if we sin, unless we get God's forgiveness, then we will die. In Ezekiel 18 and verse 20, God makes it clear that one is responsible for his own soul. Listen to it. The soul that sinneth it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. So we conclude that the Bible teaches clearly that each person must give an account for himself to God. And that's why it's so important to be baptized. Why? God tells us to go forth with the gospel. In Mark chapter 16, 15 and 16, go ye in all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Why? Because every creature needs the gospel. But who's going to be saved? Only those who work out their own salvation, who are submissive to the will of God, who are willing to obey the Lord. And the Bible tells us many examples of people in the New Testament that were baptized. Why do people say that one does not have to be baptized? If you're working out your own salvation with fear and trembling, if you're sitting there looking at the Bible and studying the Word of the Lord, you know what the Lord tells you? Look at all the examples. For example, Lydia and her household. Why, when Paul met her, he showed her what God required her and her family to do. In Acts 16, verse 15, the Bible says that here's what she did. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Question, why was she baptized? Because Paul had told her what God required. And the Bible says, as Paul tells us in our text today, notice again, work out, that is, you work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Cornelius, what a wonderful example in the Bible of a man that was a good man. Peter came to his household in Acts chapter 10, 34 and 35. The first words that we find that Peter addresses him and his family, that is Cornelius' family, in Acts chapter 34 and chapter 10, 34 and 35, Peter opened his mouth and he said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. We can be accepted. How? By fearing God and working righteousness, working out your own salvation with fear and trembling. How could Cornelius, a Gentile, be acceptable to God? To do exactly as he was told by Peter. He himself was baptized. The Bible says in verse 48, Peter told him, he commanded him to be baptized in the name of the Lord. What a wonderful thing it is in the Word of the Lord, where exhortation is given to us that we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. What about Paul? You remember Paul, who was called Saul before his name was changed? The Bible tells us that Ananias spoke to Saul in Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. And now why tarriest thou? Ananias said to Saul, why tarriest thou? Arise, be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. What did he do? The Bible tells us in Acts 9 and verse 18, he immediately arose and was baptized. That's what people do when you work out your own salvation, because your salvation is dependent upon you doing what God tells you to do. No wonder when Paul wrote to Timothy, the young evangelist, in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 15, he said, this is an acceptable saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. What a beautiful statement. But Paul said he came in the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. What had Paul done? He had obeyed God. He had served God. He worked out his own salvation with fear and trembling. I love Brother Mike Richardson's sermon the other day when he advised us to take the Word of the Lord, sit down, read it, just take some passages and study on it. That's what you're doing whenever you're willing to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Have you worked out yours? Are you ready to pass away? Are you ready to leave this world? I hope you are. We know we are going to leave. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 9, verse 27, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. But I want you to remember in conclusion today, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Who made that statement? Jesus Christ. In John 12 and verse 48. Yes, my friends, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Without working out your salvation, without listening, obeying the will of God, what a terrible thought it is to leave this world unprepared to meet the Lord. Remember, Paul said, you work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. If we can be of any help to you in any way, please call one of our elders or Mike or myself. We'd be glad to discuss the Word of God and assist you in whatever way that we can. Would you bow with me as we close? Our Father, we thank you for your precious Word. Help us to hide your Word in our hearts that we may not sin against thee. But help us to be honest and sincere. Help us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And Lord, we pray that all things may be done on earth as they are in heaven. Please forgive our sins in Jesus' name. Amen.